In talking about legal versus illegal immigration as a hot political issue over the past few years, we've uncovered an important gap in thought in our society. Many find it easy to excuse the poor and the undereducated a lack of understanding and respect for the rule of law. They shouldn't, by the way, because it was a principle understood and held dear by most all Americans for nearly 200 years, with most of us being poor and undereducated for the balance of that time. But in today's world, especially in relation to immigration, we see the well-off and the educated cast aside the idea of the propriety of legality as if it were nothing. How deeply we have fallen when even those serving in the justice system become unconcerned with the unique meaning of citizenship in our republic. It turns out that a City of Corpus Christi municipal court judge is not a citizen of this country, but is a citizen of South Korea. Bad enough, a judge wouldn't care about such status, but then you have officials claiming that because she was never asked about her citizenship when being vetted and hired, she's blameless and never misled anyone. That's akin to saying a thief isn't guilty of a crime a detective didn't ask him about. Worse yet, the taxpayer-paid city attorneys in Corpus claim that the judge's rulings remain valid and lawful. Others disagree. The judge is a legal resident, legal to work in the U.S., and city officials only listed legal to work as a qualification. Maybe it is all a big misunderstanding, as they claim, but one cannot avoid the conclusion that it's a clear representation of a palpable decline in the respect for what it means to be a citizen. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.